107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We got a very special event happening this Saturday. Joining us in studio is Constable Aaron Monfield with Stratford Police Service, and we also have Staff Sergeant Dave Cinco here with OPP. So you know this is a big event coming up on Saturday. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So good to have you here. What have we got slated for this Saturday? Well, we're going to get Dave in here on the conversation. Absolutely. Come on.
So, yeah, Saturday morning, we're looking at having an event in West Perth in Mitchell. Starts at 11 o'clock, runs till 2. So we'll have a barbecue, a raffle table, a lot of police vehicles out there that day. And we're going to have some head shaving in support of Cops for Cancer.
Fantastic. So it is Cops for Cancer. The event is for this Saturday. But we've had sort of a pre-event, is that right, to one of the area barbershops?
That's right. So Stonetown Barbers in St. Mary's, and they've supported us over the years that we've done this. This is our third year recently. And they have been excellent. And we had two members. We had Barry Cookson and Mark Taylor actually go in there for a bit of a pre-event, and they had their head shaved as a promotional little video and social media for that for the event.
So we're talking head shave right down to the wood, or what are we
right
talking
down about? Okay. So if anybody's seen me lately, they'll see that my hair usually isn't this long, and I've been letting it grow for over 2 months. So I'm actually looking forward to getting it cut, but it'll be right down to the wood, as you said.
Fantastic. Yeah. So that is coming up this Saturday. It's happening at Ketterson Park in Mitchell, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. As you mentioned, head shaving, there's a barbecue going on, and a raffle table as well, for sure.
That's right. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that supported us over the years, and especially this year, with some prizes that we've collected, some excellent prizes. So there'll be raffle tickets that you can get there, and then we'll have that draw during the event as well.
Okay, so. And for the head shaving on Saturday, do you have folks lined up specifically, or how does the head shaving work?
Well, so we have a team of, I don't know what we're at right now, about 18 or roughly.
18, yeah. Okay.
Roughly. Hopefully they all don't chicken out. But they're all lined up. And the last event we had in 2023, we actually had some members of the public join us the day of.
Right.
So we had more haircuts than we thought that day. And hopefully we have the same coming up again.
And lots to sweep up and lots to brush up.
Exactly.
Well, let's get Aaron in here on the conversation. And Aaron, we should mention again, this is Cops for Cancer. Help support Cops for Cancer by donating. And this is for an amazing cause.
Yeah. So many of the people in the community know I was diagnosed with cancer last October. We recently just lost a brother in OPP Saturday night with cancer as well. We currently have two members of the Stratford Police Service along that are going through the journey as well. So anything we can do to help kids with cancer, we're on board 1,000%. And like the staff sergeant said, the community's been great with donations, raffles. Ken's French Fries is going to come out now as well on Saturday to help us out with a portion of their sales being donated. And again, it takes a community to get behind an event like this. And I don't want to kind of spoil it, but I think we are going to have one of the most successful Cops for Cancer events that we've had in the last couple years.
Awesome. Great to hear. And Aaron, how are you doing with your journey?
Good. Yeah. So I have a checkup Wednesday. So hopefully everything's good. It's very, very supportive. The team in London's great to deal with. But again, it kind of hits home for most people because most people have been affected some way or another by cancer.
Family members.
Know somebody who has.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Aaron. And again, Cops for Cancer is this Saturday, but you can make a donation online for whatever reason if you can't be there. Of course, we encourage you to be there, but you can make a donation online.
So yeah, I actually think it's on your events page. I think the poster's on there. So if anybody wants to reach out and make a donation to this great cause, again, it goes to the kids with cancer. It sends kids to camp who have cancer every year. So again, we're really targeting the kids with cancer.
Yeah, and bring the whole family out because it's going to be an event, and we'll see you Saturday. Cops for Cancer, it's in Mitchell at Ketterson Park, 11 a.m. through till 2 p.m. Lots of fun going on. Is there anything else we haven't covered, or we'll just see you out? Dave, are you ready for this, Dave?
Well, no, I'm looking forward to it. And as Aaron just mentioned, Yeah, you can find it on the Canadian Cancer Society webpage. And if you want to search for our team, you could just simply start typing in Perth County under team, and you'll see us there, and all the details of the event will come up on that page as well. So Looking forward to it on Saturday, and looking forward to seeing everybody out there.
Yeah, let's get the crowds out, and we wish you success with this, and help them reach or surpass their goal of $17,500. Cops for Cancer is Saturday in Mitchell. Constable Aaron Monfield with Stratford Police Service and Staff Sergeant David Cinco, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Jamie.